This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to memorialize George Floyd, whose death at the hands of a police officer has sparked international protest on racial justice. Meanwhile, three officers charged with being complicit in Floyd's death made their first court appearances. The Reverend L. Sharpton says George Floyd's death is part of a 400-year pattern for blacks for the United States. As the service was underway, a hearing was held for the three now former officers charged with aiding and abetting former officer Derek Chauvin, who is charged with second-degree murder and Floyd's death. Three are being held under $750,000 bond. And there was much lower law enforcement profiles in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as thousands of people marched from the White House to the Lincoln Memorial to protest the death of George Floyd at police hands in Minnesota. Police had cleared the largely empty streets of cars just ahead of the demonstrators' path. As they walked, they passed a few small clusters of drug enforcement agents. The U.S. Senate is at an impasse over a widely backed bill to designate lynching as a federal hate crime, and tempers boiled over Thursday in an emotional debate cast against a backdrop of widespread protest over police treatment of African Americans. Raw feelings were evident as Senator Rand Paul, who is single-handedly holding up the bill, sought changes as a condition of allowing it to pass, but the Senate's two black Democrats, Cory Booker of New Jersey and Kamala Harris of California, protested, saying the measure should pass as is. This is the